Learning about tonight is a bracha that we don't say, that doesn't exist. It's a bracha called Lishmor Chukav. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos, it's also a Gemara in Menachos, we'll see a little bit of Menachos, the Gemara in Nida, tells us that there is a bracha that was recited by the B'nai Ma'arava, the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, when they took their tefillin off. There was a bracha called Lishmor Chukav. Why exactly do they say that bracha? What exactly is the nature of that bracha? That's what we're hopefully going to discuss tonight. So if you just take a look, the Gemara in the end of the sixth parak of Brachos basically makes the following statement from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Shaton Bracha Liacharav Ton Bracha Lefanav, right? Basically, we know, of course, when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, anytime you make a bracha Rishona, you have to make a bracha Achrona, but there are certain things that require a bracha Rishona that do not require a bracha Achrona, like Birchas HaMitzvos. Most Birchas HaMitzvos that we do, we almost never make a bracha Achrona when we take off our tzitzis or when we, you know, leave the sukkah or whatever. However, the Gemara does say that that the B'nai Ma'arava, the people of Eretz Israel, used to make this bracha when they took their tefillin off called Lishmor Chukav. Tosfos on this Gemara, and we'll see Tosfos in Menachos and Tosfos in Nida, has the same story basically every time this Gemara comes up. And Tosfos points out right away, V'anan lo avdina kibnei Ma'arava. We don't paskin this way. We obviously, as we know, do not recite a bracha when we take off our tefillin. Why not? D'davka l'didhu shehaya darkam l'salkam b'layla shaycha bracha d'lishmor chukav k'dichsiv shamarta sachuk. He says, because the B'nai Eretz Yisrael were of the opinion that they specifically would remove their tefillin before nighttime. And because they took their tefillin off before the nighttime, they bedafka made a bracha. Aval anu shemesalkin osan b'chatzi hayom, o afilu nesalkin b'layla, lo shay achuka. Tosfos claims that we who take our tefillin off much earlier in the day, or even back in the times of the Gemara, when let's say we took our tefillin off even later in the day, we still would not recite this bracha. Why not? So Tosfos says, v'dafka lididu, the kasavri layla loves man tefillin hu, umiyamim yamima asa lema'ute leilos, Shaycha bracha dechuka, aval anan dekaimalon delayla zman tefillinu, va'anan mesimen hapasik v'shamarta hachuka bepesach. So Tosfos basically says that there's a fundamental machlokas that appears in the Gemara, but how to interpret a pasuk that appears at the end of Parsha's Bo. It's a pasuk that if you ever put on tefillin and you say those two paragraphs that you're supposed to say afterwards, you should say every single day that you put on tefillin. The pasuk says, v'shamarta es hachuka hazos lemo adam yamim yamima, which loosely translated means, you will observe this law in its proper time from day to day. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, what does that pasuk refer to? Either it refers to tefillin, that's one option, or it refers to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. There's a little bit of a question how to interpret the words miyamim yamima. Does yamim yamim mean every single day, therefore referring to the mitzvah of tefillin? Or maybe it means from year to year, thereby referring to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So if you think that that pasuk is a reference to tefillin, then it actually makes a lot of sense why you would make a bracha when you take your tefillin off, because there's supposed to be this like demarcation every time you take off your tefillin, you're doing a new mitzvah. You're finishing up one mitzvah. Whereas the way we paskin, we seem to interpret the pasuk like Rabbi Akiva, unlike Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, that pasuk is actually a reference to Karban Pesach, which means that when we take off our tefillin, there really is no need, and in fact, maybe even problematic, to make a bracha. The obvious question, though, is that we know that we don't wear tefillin at night. So why don't we do that? So Tosfos continues, Aval anan dekaimalan delayla, I'm sorry, he says, dekaimalan delayla zman tefillin hu, v'anam mesimen hapasuk v'shamarta chukah b'pesach, he says the only reason why we don't wear tefillin at night is actually, anyone do daf yomi in this room? A little pretentious to ask. Okay, the Gemara on, today's daf kuf lamed, it also came up earlier in Shabbos, daf mem tes. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos, what's the reason why we don't wear tefillin at night? Xera, why? Because me derabana, we're afraid either machlokas abaya and rav, either you're going to pass gas or you're going to fall asleep in them. It's machlokas and the Gemara, why we don't wear tefillin at night. But the bottom line is, whatever the reason is, it's just a technicality. It's just a xera derabana. Me de oraisa, it sounds like, you're supposed to wear tefillin at night. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. He says, afilu namtin lesalkanad halayla lo mevarchinan. He says, even if you were to wait up until nighttime, you would still not recite a bracha when you took your tefillin off. He says, afal gav de anan kaimel on de shabbos viyantif lav zman tefillin. We paskin that you're not mechuyev to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, and maybe it's even usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, which we'll talk about as we go on. He says, "Afilu hachi lo mevarchinan." Even though we assume that you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, you do not recite a bracha when you take off your tefillin before Shabbos and Yontif. Why not? So he says, "Didafka lididhu disvira lahu chuka kaya tefillin mevarchinan." Because as we already pointed out, it was specifically the B'nai Eretz Yisrael who learned that pasuk v'shamarta esachuka as referring to the mitzvah of tefillin. So for them, they were allowed to make a bracha when they took off their tefillin, but we, of course, who do not paskin like that, we follow Rabbi Akiva, that the pasuk of Vishamarta is referring to Karban Pesach, therefore, we, in fact, do not recite a bracha, even though we paskin that Shabbos and Yontif is not a Zman of Tefillin. Even though it's not a Zman of Tefillin, and there should be theoretically a line of demarcation where we should make some kind of a bracha showing that we're about to enter the Shabbos or Yontif, because we teach the pasuk like Rabbi Akiva, therefore we do not recite a bracha. And Tosos ends off and points out here, V'teida shaharei inhu nami lo hayu mevarchin ela atfilin lichudayu, mishum dechsev behu chuka, aval ashar mitzvos kegon tzitzes velula v'suka lo hayu mevarchin. Tosos even points out that even within the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, they only made a bracha bidafka when they took off their tefillin. They didn't make a bracha when they left the sukkah, when they stopped taking lulav, when they took off their tzitzis. There was no bracha in any of those cases. And Tosos ends off by asking a textual question on the B'nai Ma'arava. V'kasha, da'havi matzi l'shanui ha'chi l'afuki shar mitzos afilu l'vnei Ma'arava. Tosos wants to know, why is it then, if this is true, that the B'nai Ma'arava only made a bracha achrona on tefillin and not on any other mitzvah? So why does the Gemara in Brachos and in Nida run to this crazy case about, you know, when the Mishnah says that, you know, anything that requires a bracha rishona requires a bracha achrona, that's coming to exclude tefillin, and because the B'nai Ma'arava made a bracha achrona? So Tosos asks, why doesn't the Gemara give a nafkamina that's shava l'chol nefesh? Give a nafkamina that even the B'nai Ma'arava would accept, namely, that there's no bracha achrona on any other mitzvah aside from tefillin, right? Why does the Gemara run to the one case of tefillin where the B'nai Ma'arava actually believe that you do make a bracha achrona on it? Why not give a case of tzitzis, sukkah, lulav, any other mitzvah where everyone agrees that there is no bracha? Tosafot leaves that as a little bit of a tzarichia. Okay. Any questions so far? We're good? Okay. So now moving on to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef presents a number of ha'aras over here that are very, very important. So first of all, the Beis Yosef points out as follows. V'afilu be'erev Shabbos ben ashmashos tilu chuliyal mitzarech l'salkanaz. So again, before Shabbos begins, everyone agrees that you have to take off your tefillin. Someone remind me, why is that? Why does everyone agree that you have to take off your tefillin right before Shabbos? Because everyone paskins that what? Okay, you guys already jumped to the next point. But I'm saying before we get to Oz, what's Shabbos, thank you. Shabbos V'yantiv is not Zman Tefillin, right? We said before, that's what everyone paskins. Like, everyone seems to agree to that. It's a machlokes in the Gemara, but everyone agrees that, you know, L'maisa, Shabbos and V'yantiv is not Zman Tefillin. To Shabbos lav Zman Tefillin hu l'divrei hakol, like we just said. He says, im kol ze'ein levarich. You still don't make a bracha. Why? Okay, so this is the technical point. Mishum demashit sarich azla hasirim. Why is it that we don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos and V'yantiv? He says, lav mi v'shamarta. It's not because of the pasuk at the end of Parshas Bo that we quoted before of Vishamarta. Like everyone just said, it's an os. Okay, so what does that mean that it's an os? So does that mean that it's usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? Probably not. The Beis Yosef sounds like that it's probably just not a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. If you say that, okay, Shabbos and Yontif is an os and tefillin is an os, okay, so I'm not a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Does it mean that it's usher? Probably not. So if you were going to learn from Vishamarta, then you would tell me that it's actually usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. If you thought it was usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, then you could justify making a bracha when you take your tefillin off before Shabbos and Yontif. But if you believe that it's just not a chiyuv to wear tefillin, so then there's no justification to make a bracha before you take off your tefillin, even before Shabbos and Yontif. The Beis Yosef continues, says V'ika lemedak, demikol makom nevarich bracha me'in krad v'hayu la'osa yadcha. The Beis Yosef says, fine, let's not make a bracha of lishmor chukav, but I'll invent another bracha for you to make. Let's make a bracha that sound, again, I don't know exactly how this bracha would sound, but something like Baruch Atah Hashem v'hayu la'osa yadcha, right? That's also what it says in the pasuk in Parshas Bo regarding tefillin. So why not invent a bracha? In other words, once we're already in the business of inventing brachos about tefillin, just invent another bracha that has to do with os. Why not do that? So the Beis Yosef says, no, we can't do that. V'yish lomar d'lo shayach l'sakin bracha el l'man d'savar d'vishamarta esachuka b'mitzas tefillin mayrei mishum d'chevon d'chsiv b'hu lashon shmira mashma d'hachi ka'amar yishomer lan pen tanichem ela b'yomim dafka v'lo b'leilos v'yim kein m'chuyav hu l'salkan b'layla v'hilkach shayach shapir l'varich alayis. Comes the Beis Yosef and says, kind of echoing what we saw before, it only makes sense to recite the bracha of lishmor chukav if you subscribe to the shita, again, that we do not paskin like the shita of Rabbi Yosi HaGalili, that the pasuk of Ishamarta Sachuka is referring to tefillin. If you think it's referring to tefillin, so then I understand full well why I should make a bracha. But the way that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that the pasuk is referring to Karim Pesach, makes no sense to recite this bracha. By the way, just before we go on, anyone have a simpler answer to this question, why we don't make a bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem V'hayu La'osa Yadcha or something like that? Anyone want to take a crack at it?
Because we have the general clause, so it's an exception.
I'm saying, but once we're trying to invent the bracha of lishmor chukav, okay, and the Beis Yosef's kashi was, okay, so why not invent another bracha of ha'il osal yadcha? So right now the Beis Yosef is saying, well, because we paskin like Rabbi Akiva that the pasuk is talking about, he's talking about Karim Pesach and not tefillin. What will be another, a much simpler answer to this question, which the Beis Yosef himself is going to give a little bit later, yeah? That's right. We don't make up brachos. As we'll see in a second in the Beis Yosef, in a few paragraphs, right? This is a famous yisod that we are not generally in the business of inventing brachos that are not in the Gemara. Anyone want to tell me a bracha that you say every single morning that does not appear in the Gemara? I know, saying like Yaev Koach. Why do we say that bracha? Where does it appear? In the Gaonim, right? The Russian brachos, quotes from the Gaonim that we say, I know, saying like Yaev Koach. There are other brachos, by the way, that we do say or we don't say, which, again, maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later, but the bracha of Anosin Le'yav Koach does not appear in the Gemara. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Brachos and Daf Samach lists all the brachos that we say in the morning, and it does not mention Anosin Le'yav Koach. So we say we have a minute from the Gonin. There's some Sfarim who don't say that bracha. There's I'm not Sfarim, so I don't know specifically, but I think that's the minhag, at least in some Sfarim community. So either way, Beis Yosef says that the reason, again, we're going to get back to that second shot in a second in the Beis Yosef, but at least for right now, the Beis Yosef is claiming that the reason why we don't make a bracha of Lishmor or even this phantom bracha, the Hayol Osal Yadcha, is again because we paskin like Rabbi Akiva that the pasuk of Ishamarta is referring to Karban Pesach and not to Tefillin. So the Beis Yosef continues. Aval b'vahayu l'chala os kevin delo nemar b'alashon shmira mashma d'hachi ka'amar kra b'yamim she'enam os atachayiv l'haniach v'lo b'yamim she'en gufanos v'ein b'mashma ze'isr l'hanicham b'yamim she'en gufanos v'yam kein lo shayach l'varech me'en kra d'vahayu l'chala os v'zeu she'kasav rabbeinu hilkachin l'varech klal klomar lo bracha d'lishmar chukav v'lo bracha d'me'in kra d'vahayu l'chalos. Comes to Beis Yosef and says that this is the reason why the Tur emphasizes and says ein levarich klal. There's no bracha at all. There's no lishmor chukav when you take off your tefillin before Shabbos and Yantif, and there's no, you know, none of this phantom bracha of v'hayu l'chalos when you take your tefillin off. Again, because first of all, we pasken like Rabbi Akiva that the pasuk is referring to Karban Pesach, but also because the pasuk of v'hayu l'chalos doesn't mention shmira. It doesn't say v'shamarta. What's the implication of shmira? So we know the famous Gemara in multiple places tells us the words hishamar pen va'al always imply a losase. So if there's a lav, if there's an isur d'oraisa to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif, you could say, fine, that's a good reason to make a bracha. But if you're telling me that the makar to not wear tefillin is simply because Shabbos and Yantif is an os, and tefillin is an os, okay, so maybe that's not a nice thing to do. Maybe it's a bizarre to Shabbos. It's definitely not, it's definitely, you know, not a lav. It's definitely not a losase. So at this stage, we're not in the business of saying that it's a, you know, in other words, that it's usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif, and therefore, there is no justification to make a bracha when you take your tefillin off before Shabbos and Yom Tov begins. Now the Beis Yosef does add the second answer, which we gave before. Va'odi Shlomar, the last long of Varuche Shum Bracha, the last of Talmuda. Sorry, did I skip something? Yeah, I did. Sorry. He says, back up paragraph. Uvahachi Necha, the Afagav de Matin and Laila Mitzitzis Mishun de Chsivur Isen also, Lo Mitzar Lo Shoba Laila. Comes to Beis Yosef and now addresses the question regarding the mitzvah Tzitzis. So we know, of course, that there is no Chiyav to wear Tzitzis Balaila. What's the Makar? How do we know that? What's the source that there's no Chiyav Tzitzis Balaila? What? Reisem Oso, right? Okay, so someone tell me, what's the issue with that? What's the Beis Yosef going to say right now? Yeah. If the Makar, that there's no Chiyav to wear Tzitzis Balayla, is a Reisem Oso, that yeah?
But nowadays you could see.
That's a separate question. That's the Chasam Sofer's question. Okay, so Bezman Azeh, you can see that's a separate issue. Let's just focus on based on the theme of the Beis Yosef that we just saw by Tzilin. What do you think the Beis Yosef is going to say now by Tzitzis? Okay, maybe. But what's the Svara? Why would you never think to do that? Or put it differently, why is it not going to be usher to wear tefillin balayla? Why is it only not going to be a chiyuv? What doesn't it say in the pasuk in Shema? It doesn't say the word shmira. It just says reisim oso, right? So it's almost like an iser aseh. Or again, I don't even know if I would call it an iser. It's not even a chiyuv, right? So he says that's right. He says it's not usher to wear it at night. V'ahainu taima d'chiv d'lo k'siv b'lashon shmira mashma d'hachi kamar b'yom shehu eis re'iyah atachayav lil vosh tzitzis v'lo balayla she'eno eis re'iyah. You're only chayav to wear tzitzis b'yom. The low balayla, but again, it's not usher to wear tzitzis balayla. Therefore, there is no reason to make a bracha, obviously. But even beyond that, it's definitely not usher to wear tzitzis balayla. The ein b'mashma is isher lo shel balayla. Uchadivri tirat zeh nirim midivri hatosos b'ferek basimin v'chein nirim midivri sefer atrumo midivri Mordechai. Ulefizet tzarech lomar shema shekosev rabenu de ve'erev Shabbos bin hashmash or tzarech lahasirim. So now the problem is like this: the tour happens to write that you have to take your tzitzis off before Shabbos. Why do you have to do that? If there's no isser to wear tzitzis balayla, why on earth would you take your tzitzis off before Shabbos? Any ideas? Anyone? So says the Beis Yosef, he says no. He says, lo mishum de usher lahanichim. It's not because it's usher to wear tzitzis balayla or on Shabbos. Elo mishum de chivin de enu zman chiyuvim tzarech lahasirim. But since there's no chiyuv to wear tzitzis, again, everyone agrees that there's no chiyuv to wear tzitzis balayla, right? But again, we think that it's not usher to wear balayla either. So since there's no chiyuv, dechayshinan dilma nafik behul rishas haram. So what are we concerned with? We're afraid that since it's not a chiyuv to wear, that maybe you're going to walk outside into the rishas harabim wearing your tzitzis. Why is that a problem? Anyone remember the last 130 daf Maseches Shabbos from Daf Yomi? Someone tell me, what's the issue? What's the issue? Why would there be a problem with wearing tzitzis on Shabbos if you're in a rishas harabim? Anyone at this table? Why is it hotzah? I thought I'm wearing a garment. I thought wearing begadim, the whole fifth, sixth parak of Shabbos, yeah? Oh, that's the question. Is tzitzis considered a beged, right? So on the one hand, you would think, well, if it's a kosher pair of tzitzis, probably, my tzitzis become pusil, that becomes a whole complicated story. My tzitzis become pusil, that might be considered what's called a masoi. It's considered an unnecessary burden. That might be a problem. That might be an isra d'oraisa to wear a shusharam. Yeah. That's Machlokas the Rambam and the Rush. Machlokas the Rambam and the Rush is whether the Chiyuv is a din in Yom or is a din in Beged Yom. That's a Machlokas. In other words, Machlokas is like this. If I'm wearing daytime clothing at night or nighttime clothing by day, that would be a Machlokas the Rambam and the Rush. So everyone agrees that daytime clothing by day, you're Chai. Everyone agrees if you're wearing nighttime clothing at night, you're definitely Pater. Machlokas is the two middle cases. It's a little bit different. Question? Yeah? Correct, but I'm saying again, we're not even focusing on that issue. That's kind of a secondary point. Yeah, quite, no, we're good. Okay, so the Beis Yosef now finishes up this paragraph here. He says, "V'afal gav demi doraisa lo mitzer lemeipak behu lo avik zera legzera dechevan de'ein lo tzorach klal lahanicham afilu lemidi derabanan chayshina." So the Beis Yosef basically preempts a question that you might have. He says, "Aye, but isn't this going to be a problem of zera legzera? Because the whole issue in the whole reason why you're telling me not to wear this beged is maybe I'll go into the Rishus HaRabim. So the whole thing is just zera in the first place. So don't wear the beged atu that I may go into the Rishus HaRabim." So he says, "No." He says, "Since there really is no reason to wear it, because again, you're not chayiv to wear tzitzis balai, not that it's usher, but you're not chayiv to," he says, "we're not going to start playing around even with Yisuri Durabanan." So he says, "You're better off just not wearing wearing tzitzis bechlal at night." Then the Beis Yosef addresses the point we mentioned before. Va'odi Yishlomar deleisun levaruch shum bracha deleisa betamuda v'chevin delo idkar begemara shum bracha besiluk tefillin ela birkas slish morchukav ve'ahi bracha okimna da'asya delo kehilchasa to leisun lesakuni midaitin shum bracha. Like we said before, because that bracha does not appear anywhere in the Gemara, we're not going to invent it on our own. Yeah.
Our original question,
correct. So our original, in other words, the original question is, why don't we say Lishmar Chukah, which we're going to address later. But the question the Beis Yosef is dealing with now is, why don't we invent another bracha called V'hayu L'chala Os, right? Why don't we say that bracha at least before Shabbos and Yad? That's the question that he's addressing.
Isn't he saying that, why does Gemara throw that bracha?
Lishmar Chukah appears in the Gemara, it just happens to be that we happen to not paskin like that shita, right, but it appears in the Gemara.
His question is why Gemara could have said there's
Correct.
The
Hayul Chalos, yeah.
Right, so this doesn't really answer that question.
The last thing he said does. He says. I'm sorry. You're saying he's not giving a reason for. He's just saying it doesn't appear in the Gemara. That's it. Okay, Anachanami. This line, I think he's just presenting a general klal in terms of Hilchos Brachos, which is when Brachos don't appear in the Gemara, b'derech klal, we don't say them. It's more of a general Brachos point as opposed to a, you know, tzitzis tefillin point, I think. Okay, Beis Yosef continues. Now he quotes from the Rambam. This Rambam, Ilchora, is going to undermine the entire Yesod of the Beis Yosef. The Rambam, Afal Pisha Pasak Delilah Lavs Man Tfilin Hu, Vichasav Shekol Hameinichon Belilah Over Belav, Shenemar Vishamarta Sachuka Hazos, Vichol Makum Shenemar Hishamar Pen Vaal Eno Elalosase, Lo Kosav Devasar Demisalik Lisfilin Yvart. The Rambam sounds like a stira. What's the problem with the Rambam? The Rambam says that, first of all, the Rambam paskins Laila is Lavs Man Tfilin. The Rambam assumes that there is. He says that you're not supposed to wear tefillin balayla, and not only does Rambam say you're not supposed to wear tefillin balayla, the Rambam thinks that one who wears tefillin balayla is in violation of an isur d'oraisa. The Rambam seemingly is paskening like Rabbi Yossi HaGalil, the sheet that we thought we rejected. Right? He seems to be giving that shot on the pasuk of Vishamarta. So the problem, of course, is the Rambam also does not quote the bracha of Vishamarta. I'm sorry. The bracha of Lishmor Chukah. Right? In other words, the Beis Yosef's kashya is on the Rambam. You should be consistent. If you really believe that Rabbi Yossi HaGalili is correct, and the Pshat of Shamarta Sachuka is referring to tefillin, and that it's mamish usher to wear tefillin balayla, and what's the logical conclusion? That you should be making a bracha before you take your tefillin off, and yet the Rambam doesn't say that. So what's Pshat with the Rambam? Says the Beis Yosef, "Efshar shetaimu mishum demashma debnei ma'arava dafka havu mevarchei v'lo b'nei bava," because the Gemara makes it sound like in Brachos and in Nida that it was dafka the b'nei Eretz Yisrael who made this bracha. Why dafka the b'nei Eretz Yisrael, not the b'nei Bavel? V'tamayu mishum de'afal gav desfiru lehu laila laves man tefillin haynu emanichem batchila avlam hayu alav mi ba'od yom below silkan yishak hasheicha eino over chamoshe yisbar b'simisha achar zeh, because you know what the Rambam holds? The Rambam holds that it's only an Israel d'oraisa to put on tefillin meikara at night, but if I was already wearing tefillin from before shkia, there's no issur, Right? So according to the Rambam, that's okay. That's why you don't make a bracha. Why? Because the Rambam says there is a scenario where you're technically allowed to wear tefillin balayla, where you were wearing it before the night began. Right? Then the Rambam holds that it's going to be mutter to wear tefillin in that case. The chevan shalon is chayav l'salkan mishach hashicha, mishum b'shamarta es hachuka hazos, lo shayach levarich lishmar chukav. So it makes a lot of sense. That's why we don't recite a bracha according to the Rambam. Now, he does point out, v'anam basar b'nei bavel gririn b'piske dinin didan. We generally, as we know, follow the B'nai Bavel. We typically follow, almost always follow the Talmud Bavel. Anyone know, by the way, why do we paskin? I'm sure you've all heard this before, right? We always follow the Talmud Bavel over the Yerushalmi whenever there's a machlokes. Anyone know why that is? Anyone ever heard? Well, Bavli was later. Okay. What? Okay, right. So that's what everyone says. Halacha kebasra. Anyone know the famous Rav Elchanan? Kutcher's Divrei Sofer and famous Rav Elchanan about this? What? Rav Elchanan says that the reason is because the Talmud Bavli has the status of the Sanhedrin Agadol, because they are considered a formal psak of Klal Yisrael, and that psak was binding with Dorei Doros, whereas the Yerushalmi wasn't in that same format. Okay, that's the famous shot that Rav Elchanan gives. Okay, now Bezos does point out almost Derech Agav. He says, "V'yafal gav devitarba diyatra pasak deshariu deloki b'nei bavel hasam shiny delo asri le b'nei bavel ela mimin haga be'alma umodu demidina mishra sharei avol b'may desavre b'nei bavel dehavidina hachi pshita dekvasayu naktin." And the Rambam mentions a very obscure halacha in the realm of Hilchos Trefos regarding certain lobes of an animal. We know this if you ever learned third parak of Chulin, right? Any of you learned third parak of Chulin? Anyone was an MTA learning Chulin? Anyone did bother to do Eli Trefos? No. It's one of the most complicated prakim and shot, so it's fine. So anyway, the Gemara says basically that there's something called the tarva d'iyatra, the fat on top of the lobes, one of the bronchial tubes, the lobes of the animal. So the Rambam paskins that is mutter. He says it's mutter to eat the chalev on top of the lobes of the animal, even though the B'nai Bavel say it's usher. What happened to following the B'nai Bavel over the B'nai Eretz Yisrael? So the Bezos says, no, that was just a minhag ba'alma. So because it was just a minhag, the minhag was never binding. Whereas this halacha about not making a lishmor chukav was a real halacha. Finally, the Beis Yosef writes, "V'ra'isi kasev Hashem Rav Haigon." Now comes the bombshell, Rav Haigon. What does Rav Haigon say? "Harishus biyado amir tulavarich." If you want to make lishmor chukav, you can make lishmor chukav. What is immediately problematic before we see what the Beis Yosef is about to write? What is off the top of your head? If you want to make lishmor chukav, make a lishmor chukav. Why is that a problem? Off the top of your head. Bracha levatola, bracha shina tzricha. Like, what do you mean? In other words, we paskin that it's us to make the bracha, so I can just decide to make it if I want to. What's pshat? Vay says vani toma devade kevin sheinu chayav levarich and mivarich avi bracha levatola. Of course, it's a bracha levatola. We paskin like the bnei bavel. Says the Beis Yosef Nira Shiyish Liashiv Das Hagon. The Misap Galeim Halacha Kaman de Umar Laila Lav's Manfilin, O Kaman de Umar's Manfilin, who? The Hilkach, the Ovid Kamar Ravadu, the Ovid Kamar. First answer for Rav Haigon is what? Is that, well, since it's a machlokas between the B'nai Bavel and the B'nai Marava, therefore, if you want to make the bracha, okay, we're not going to go crazy. Anyone recognize that phrase? David Kamar. Davening, right? Not davening 7 o'clock mincha in the summer, right? Make sure that you daven. You're consistent with plag or with shkia, right? The Ovid Kemara or Ovid Kemara. That's the famous sheet of Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in Brachos in the fourth parak, right? So he uses that phrase here as well. That's the first teretz for Rav Haigon. Va'odi Shlomar, another teretz. Shelo Amar Hagon Sharishus Biyadu Levarich Ela Kishem Mesalkan BeErev Shabbos VeErev Yontif Usvirle DeIsura Nami Ika Manicha MeShabbos VeYontif DeKra DeVehayal LeChalos Mashmalei DeMemayit Shabbosos VeYamim Tovim Lomar DeAsur La Haniach Tefillin Bahem, the Chaven Shekeinim Ratzel Levarich Bracha Mein Kra Devehayal Chalos Mevarich VeImlo Ratzel Levarich Kaven Delo Ashkelon LeBehedja BeGemara Inam Mevarich. So this is shot number two for Rav Haigon. What's his second shot here for Rav Haigon? So now the Beis Yosef is qualifying Rav Haigon's statement. He's saying, well, maybe Rav Haigon was talking about a case of a guy who's taking his tefillin off right before a Shabbos or Yontif, and Rav Haigon, of course, the way we paskin holds that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos Yontif. So he actually holds that it's actually mamish and iser. It's not just, oh, you know that I'm not chayiv to wear it on Shabbos Yontif. He goes, mamish usher to wear, and therefore he thinks that because it's mamish usher to wear, and there's a shita out there that says that, you can justify making the bracha of lishmor chukav. Then he gives another pshat. Inami misapka le'isha basos yomim tovim demimatinan lehu mi v'hayala osa yadecha imimatinan lehu lomar deino chayav lehaniach ban tefillin aval yisura leka v'yemkein eno tzarech levarich o imimatinan lehu lomar deyisura namiika v'yemkein tzarech levarich v'hilka harishus piyado. This is a fourth pshat, because since there's a machlokes, so obviously typically we're going to say suffik brachos lehaka whenever you have a machlokes, but he says you can't really be mochef. A guy wants to make a bracha, it's not like he's just making making it, you know, basically, he's not just making it up out of thin air. And then Inami, a fifth shot, he says, he says, and then he says, the fifth shot is that since the B'nai Eretz Yisrael made this bracha, you can't just, you know, reject the B'nai Eretz Yisrael out of hand. So even though we obviously don't paskin like the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, but he says, Lama, he said, that was a legitimate shita. So if you want to make the bracha, we're not going to protest. We're not going to encourage that you make this bracha. But if a guy wants to do it, if a guy does it, we're not going to go crazy about it. Okay. Now take a look at the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos relates to the following story. V'amar Ravina, Hava Yasivna Kameh de Ravashi. I was sitting in front of Ravashi. V'chashach v'hinech tilin. It was getting dark out, and he put his tilin on. V'amrile, and I asked him, v'shamron kaboy l'humar. Are you putting your tilin on to protect them, to guard them? That's why you're wearing your tilin as it's about to get dark out? V'amar Leanne, he said, yeah, that's why I'm putting on my tilin. However, v'chazise l'dayte delav l'shamron hubay. He says, I realized that he, in other words, Ravina said that I realized that Rav Ashi was not putting on his tefillin to guard them. Again, somehow Ravina knew from, I don't know, from looking at Rav Ashi that he clearly was not putting his tefillin on just to protect them. So he says, kasavar halacha ve'in morin kain. He realized that Rav Ashi must have held, anyone know what that expression means? Halacha ve'in morin kain? Basically, halacha ve'in morin kain means that technically this is correct, but we don't want to make this into a widespread sock because we're afraid it's going to lead to certain mechsholos, right? Anyone know the most famous context, most famous halacha where this phrase comes up? Halacha v'ein morin kain? About, anyone? I thought it was Megillah and Beitzah. The Gemara talks about ochel nefesh, the things that you could have done before yontif. In other words, doing them on Yom Tov, right? It's Machlokes Rabbi Huda Lachachamim, right? So Rabbi Huda says that even though I technically could have done the Ochel Nefesh stuff beforehand, let's say, I know anything that's Sarchei Ochel Nefesh beforehand, Rabbi Huda says it's still mutter to do it on Yom Tov itself. So the Gemara says, in Beitza, we actually pass it like Rabbi Huda, but it's an example of Halacha Ve'in Morinkin. It's not one of those things that we want to publicize because it's going to lead to a zilzul of Yom Tov. So the Gemara says we don't want to publicize. The Gemara says the same thing here regarding Tfilin. Again, Tosos here gives pretty much the same story that we saw, you know, back in Bracha. So we're not going to go through. We're not going to rehash Tosos. Again, you can take a look at it inside if you want. So skipping down to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Tefillin. Ein levarich shum bracha kishachol it tefillin afilu kishachol tam erev Shabbos b'nash b'ashos. One does not recite any bracha. Not Lishmor Chukav, not the made-up bracha of Ahaya Lachala Os, any bracha whatsoever, when you take off your tefillin, even when you take your tefillin off right before Shabbos. You do not make a bracha in any of those contexts. If you look down at the second Mishnah Berurah, the first Mishnah Berurah kind of recaps a lot of the stuff that we already saw. The second Mishnah Berurah on the bottom of page 2, Ben Hashmashos, Perush, after Kaimel on Shabbos, V'yantif Lavzman tefillin, Uchashe Yirtze Lahanichan Oz L'she Mitzvah over Al Bal Tosef. What happens if a person decides they want to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif L'she Mitzvah? That's much more serious. That's already an Isra Bal Tosef, right? That's already a problem of adding on to the Mitzvah. Again, without getting into the details of what exactly the parameters of Bal Tosef are. Mikol makom kevan shem manichan ala b'li kavan ala shem mitzvah, ein baza Isra min ha-Torah ela b'divrei sofrim, mishum gzera shem ha-yetzei bohen l'rishos harabim, v'yesh chokim gam al zeh, k'moshe yivur l'kam ha-mesim l'amad al. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this is a machlokes in the poskim regarding a person who decides they want to wear tefillin b'li kavan. I'm putting on tefillin right before Shabbos begins. I'm not intending l'shem mitzvah. So should that be a problem? So the tzad to say that it's a problem is yes, because maybe I'm going to walk into the Rosh Hashanah with them, and clearly you're not allowed to do that if you're not wearing it l'shem mitzvah. If tefillin is considered mamish, you know, like a beged, okay, so then that's fine to wear in the Rosh Hashanah. But if it's not, if I'm not chayav to wear tefillin, or if it's usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yontif, then obviously you can't carry it out. But the other poskim of the Mishnah Berurah quotes think that it's totally fine. They think that there's no issue whatsoever. Lefichach lo shayich bracha al zeh kevin shebachalitzas atfilah mitzad atzma ein ba mitzvah ve'ein ocholtan el mishum zeh. This is the key point. Mishnah right here. He says this line where he says that the only reason why I'm taking my tefillin off before Shabbos is for a pure technical reason, for a gzeira derabanan, because I'm afraid I'm going to walk into the Rosh Hashanah with my tefillin. That's why I'm taking it off. That is not enough of a reason to make a bracha. If I mamish paskin that it was an iser d'oraisa to wear tefillin on Shabbos or balayla, okay, so then you could justify making the bracha of lishmor chukav. But because we hold that it's actually either you know it's mutter or it's not, again, obviously it's not a chiyuv, but at least we possibly that it's mutter to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yatif. The only reason why we don't is for this technicality, because a gzir, you know, that you might come to carry in Rosh Hashanah, that is not a good enough reason to not to make the bracha. bracha of Lishmor Chuka. Okay. So we know, of course, that we don't say this bracha. In fact, I'm assuming most of you never heard of this bracha before tonight, unless you did Daf Yomi and you remember this Gemara from Brachos Mem Dalet, or if you learned Nida, or if you learned Menachos and Ditosos. But most of you probably have not heard of this bracha before because we obviously don't say it. So this bracha, this minhag, this bracha actually does have some kind of relevance a little bit even for us. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan on top of page 3, Yesha Nohagu, Kishe Magiyim Be'uva Litzion, Le'yehi Ratzon Shenishmor Chukecha, Le'salei Karetzua Me'al Ha'etzva, Le'zecher Lishmor Chukav Dibnei Ma'arava. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes a minhag that people should start unwrapping the tefillin around their middle finger when they get to the words, Shenishmor Chukecha in Uva Litzion, as a zecher for the B'nei Eretz Yisrael making the bracha of Lishmor Chukav. But the Aruch HaShulchan is not sure what the basis for this minhag is. He says, V'ini Yodea im Kedai Lasos. He says, I don't know if this is an appropriate minhag. Came into Lokaimala Kibnei Marav. First of all, we don't paskin like the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. So why on earth are we having a zecher for something that we don't paskin like? V'od the B'nai Marav Elohim Mevarchim Rak im Choltzum Le'Yiserev. And on top of that, as we keep on pointing out from all the Rishonim, you only make this bracha when you take your tefillin off right before the nighttime, or maybe Shabbos and Yantif, assuming that you think that it's actually usher to wear tefillin Balayla and or Shabbos and Yantif, which again are both highly questionable. He says, Ach lehefech is a chashash yesh b'zeh. But on the other hand, he says, what's the big deal? Like, I can still commemorate some sheet that was rejected. It's not like it's going to be a bad thing if I commemorate. It's not like anyone's going to actually think that you make a bracha when you take your tefillin off. But he says, So the Aruch HaShulchan is not sure what to do. He says, is it appropriate to do a zecher for something that we don't pass? Like, again, this is like a very, very technical, like not such a high stakes question. Like, do I unwrap my tefillin now or in 2 minutes from now? Okay, like, it's not such a big deal. So Aruch HaShulchan leaves it as a suffix. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Shabbos, he says, Noagim lachlutz tefillin, this is in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, lachlutz tefillin kishorotim lehispal musaf. We know, of course, that we do not wear tefillin on when we daven musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Anyone know why, by the way, we don't wear tefillin? Keser, right? Because Keser is a crown and tefillin is a crown, so you don't have to have stiras in crowns. The Mishnah Berurah actually gives a much more pashut reason. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hatan de kemo de'in manichim tefillin b'yantif mishum sheyantif ba'atzmo os kemochin yishlino b'rosh chodesh al kopanim b'shas musaf shemaskirim musfei hayom da'osa zechira gamkein hu ke'enos." Mentioning the karbanos of musaf on Rosh Chodesh is like a shtickle os. It's like a quasi os, similar to Shabbos and Yantif. So we take our tefillin off before musaf, and then he says, "V'kasav aprima gam." He's quoting the same story here from the Aruch HaShulchan that you're supposed to take your tefillin off, or at least unwrap your tefillin when you get to the words Shenishmor Chukecha in Uva L'Tzion. But then he says on Chol HaMoed, so you're supposed to take your tefillin off, as we know, completely either after Hallel and some people on the first day of Pesach wait until after Kriyas HaTorah. Again, there are different minhagim about that as well. Okay, now the Shagas Aryeh. This is where things get more gishmak. The Shagas Aryeh discusses the following question regarding the din of Hesech Hadas. We know that there is an isser to be Masiach Daito, to avert your mind from your tefillin. Anyone want to tell me what that means, Lamaisa? What does that mean that I can't be Mesiach Daito? I have to like every second, every day think about my tefillin? What does that mean? Yeah.
You can't think of like non-related things. Like you can think of davening or learning that they're sort of related.
Okay, that's actually like that sheet is like actually smack in the middle of the two sheetos. I don't know if anyone actually says that sheetah. There's two sheet. Yeah.
So
if I'm wearing tefillin, do I mamash have to be thinking about my tefillin every second that I'm wearing it? Yeah. So comes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, Rabbeinu Yonah says, that tzchok v'kalus rosh. When the Gemara talks about not being mesiach daito from your tefillin, it means don't be lightheaded, don't think about things that are inappropriate. Can I think about things that are just like stop? Yeah, as long as you don't think about crazy things. In fact, the raya, anyone want to bring me a raya to that? What's the raya that Rabbeinu Yonah is correct, that the definition of mesiach daito, yeah, is... Okay, well, that's not necessarily a riot, because you could argue that people back then were very, very focused, right? That maybe they were mamish with their tefillin all day. I mean, it's pretty unlikely, but you could argue that. The Gemara says that the isser of sleeping in your tefillin is only for a sheinas keva, but sheinas arai, napping is mutter. What do you mean napping is mutter? I'm not thinking about my tefillin when I'm napping. The answer is because you're not mechuyev to be thinking about your tefillin as long as you're not doing crazy things. In fact, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Aruch HaShulchan later says that when a person is sleeping, they're considered dead. So if you're dead, you're not thinking about inappropriate thoughts or thoughts that are schok v'kalas rosh. However, the Rambam and the Ramban both say no. Tefillin, every second of every day that you're wearing tefillin, you have to mamish be thinking about your tefillin every single second. What's the mucker, by the way? Anyone know what's from the Gemara? What's the mucker that tefillin that there's an isser of to be mesiach daito from tefillin? Anyone know? What is it based on? Has to do with the Beis Hamikdash. Has to do with the Big Day Kahuna. Has have to do with a big day kahuna that has Hashem's name on it. That sits, right? That sits. The pasuk says in Parshas Tetzav, "V'hayam mitzcho tamid." Right? Yeah, the Gemara says in Masechus Yuma, the Kohen Gadol has to think about Shem Hashem all the time. It can't be Mesiach Daito. The Gemara was a Kavachomer, Tetzfilin. So the Shach HaSari has a whole discussion about this, about, well, which one should be the Makar? Because Tefillin, on the one hand, if you add up all the knots and the letters, has 21, I think 21 Askaros of Shem Hashem, and the Tzitz only has one. But maybe the Tzitz has more Kedusha because it's used during Avodah. There's a whole, he has a whole back and forth about what the nature of this, the nature of this Kal V'Chomer should be. Then he also has a much more basic Kashi. He says, why does the Gemara need to have a separate Isser to not be Mesiach Daito from the Tzitz or Tefillin? Anyone ask me a Kashi? Oh, there's a much more basic problem. Isn't there an Isser to have Schok V'Kalish Rosh all the time? Right? Pirkei Avos, right? Schok V'Kalish Rosh leads to, you know, whatever, Gehenim, and, you know, at least all these terrible things. Right? So he says, forget about, why is there an Isser to be Mesiach Daito or to have Schok V'Kalish? Again, this is all according to Rabbeinu Yonah, right? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, that Mesiach Daito means Schok V'Kalish Rosh. So forget about Schok V'Kalish Rosh for Tefillin and Tzitz. Typically, that it's always us to have Schok V'Kalish Rosh. What's Pshah with that? So the Shach Sari talks about what the Pshah with that is. Also, again, he has a lot of different points here. I don't want to go through every single detail because I gave you three paragraphs from here, but this goes on for pages and pages and pages. Okay, let's go to the bottom of page four for a second. The Aruch HaShulchan. There's another problem with this bracha of Lishmor Chukah that no one asked me before. What's another very fundamental issue with this bracha? I'll give you a hint. It has to do with Shechita and Sheva Brachos. I shouldn't say Sheva Brachos. I should say Birkas HaErusin, to be a little more precise. What? No, not over Lasiyasan. I mean, this is the over Lasiyasan because it's after the mitzvah. That's by definition. Generally speaking, we don't make a bracha on an iser, right? That's the question all Rishonim ask. Why do you make a bracha on shechita, right? So that's the whole question. Is shechita matir or shechita mitzvah? It's a big machlokes. And the bracha that we say on Birkas Erisin. Anyone ever been to a wedding recently? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al ha'arayos. What kind of bracha is that? It's a bracha on an Isser d'Oraisa. We usually don't do that. So the famous Rush, right? The Rush claims that, well, that's a Birkas HaShevach, the Bechlokes HaRam and the Rush, whether marriage is really a mitzvah, is it a Hechsher mitzvah for Pur Revu? That's a whole sugya in Ksubis and Kiddushin. Yoram HaShulchan says, why are you making a bracha of Lishmor Chukav? Isn't that a bracha on an Isser, right? If you think about it, because what's the point of the bracha? I'm taking my tefillin off so I don't violate this potential Isser, according to some, to not wear tefillin balayla / Shabbos or Yontif, right? That's basically what the bracha is. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, what pshat? Why are you making a bracha at all? So basically, the Aruch HaShulchan claims on the bottom of 4 and top page 5, he says, you're right, he said, Inacharami, this bracha only makes sense if you think that Laila is not a Zman Tefillin, because he says the bracha is on the Shemira Shebo. It's on the fact that you're guarding the Tefillin, and it's not actually on the Isser Shebo. This point, by the way, is going to kind of tie into the last few hours that we're going to make, which is a chakira in general regarding the very nature of tefillin to begin with. When, you know, there are many halachos that govern tefillin that we've already spoken about. We spoke about the isser of hesek hadas, right? We, you know, there are dinim that you're not allowed to go into the bathroom with tefillin. You're not allowed to sleep with your tefillin on. So the question is, what exactly is the nature of those halachos? Are those halachos a din in the kedushas tefillin, right? Because tefillin is so kadosh, therefore I can't be mesiach daito, therefore I can't sleep, therefore I can't go to the bathroom with them. Or maybe no. Maybe those dinim are a function of the mitzvah of tefillin, right? Which would therefore obviously be significantly less severe than if they were a function of kedusha. So that's part of the question that we're going to address right now. So with that in mind, there is a very, very famous Yerushalmi. Anyone here ever learned Arvei Pesachim before? I assume all of you, some of you, half of you. Okay, what's the most famous Yerushalmi? It's the only Yerushalmi you're ever going to get quoted. It's like the opening day of Arvei Pesachim. Kol ochel matzah be'erev pesach kilu bo'al arusasu be'veis chama. Right? Ever heard that before? If you eat matzah on erev pesach, there's an istur to eat matzah on erev pesach. It's as if a person had relations with their arusa in their father-in-law's house. Right? So what's pshat with that? What does that mean? What does that mean? So the pashut pshat is because I jumped the gun, I did the mitzvah too early, so it was inappropriate that I did the mitzvah early, so I violated some kind of an avira by eating matzah too early. I jumped the gun. So the question becomes, when I'm mesiach daito min atzilin, is that the same idea? Is that the same thing? I'm mesiach daito from tzilin? Maybe that's a pegam in the mitzvah tzilin, or maybe it's a pegam more fundamentally in the kedusha tzilin, right? It shows I don't have an appreciation for the nature of the kedusha tzilin. And to underscore this point even further, look at the second to last muck of the Beis Yosef. This is a Beis Yosef in Hilchos Shabbos, and it's more specifically in Hilchos Muktzah. So for those of you doing Daf Yomi again, for the last month or so, the Gemara was spending a lot of time on a lot of technical details of Hilchos Muktzah. This sugya, by the way, comes up again the very end of Maseches Erevin. So in about, 3-4 months from now, the very end of Maseches Erevin, the last parak talks a lot about the dinim of tefillin. tefillin on Shabbos and, you know, carrying tefillin if they're left out in the field. The question becomes, what is the status of tefillin on Shabbos? Again, I'm not talking about from mitzvah hamitzvah, but mitzvah hilchos mukta. Someone want to tell me, what's a klish malach to liyaser? Who here learned hilchos Shabbos? Who here learned daf yomi? What's a klish malach to liyaser? What does that mean? Okay, so when is it mutter to use a klish malach to liyaser according to the way that we paskin? Litzorach gufo and Litzorach makoma. Again, there's machlokas in the Gemara about all these things, but the way that we paskin a klish malach. So, for example, I have a hammer. I want to use the hammer to crack open, to crack open nuts on Shabbos. So the Gemara says beferish that is mutter. Again, you have to iron out the details. Is it a blacksmith's hammer? Is it a goldsmith? Whatever. You have to figure out the kind of hammer it is. But whatever it is, if it's a normal klish malach to liyaser, as long as it's not a kind of a specialty kli, so then it's mutter to use litzorach gufo if I want to use it for a mutter purpose. Let's say I want to use. I want to use the hammer as a doorstop. That's also mutter. That's tzorach gufo or the tzorach makomo. If the hammer is sitting on the table and I want the table for Shabbos, that's also mutter to move. Again, if it's objectively mukta, if it's a rock, if it's something which mamash has no use whatsoever, then I'm not allowed to move it for any reason at all under any circumstances. That's a kli shemalach to liyaser. Kli shemalach to leheter is a kli which is fundamentally mutter, where its primary function is mutter. We know that's the famous sheet of Rabbi Nechemya. Gemara talks about earlier Masechta Shabbos, right? Couple weeks, all the gzeros of Nechemya, right? That Nechemya instituted all these gzeros for Hilchos Mukta. The question is, what fundamentally is tefillin? Are tefillin a klisha malach to liyaser or a klisha malach to liyaser? So look at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes from a sefer called the Sefer HaMikdash. He says, "V'dasha b'sefer HaNikra Mikdash Kasev she'aser l'taltel tefillin b'Shabbos." Says the Sefer HaMikdash, it is usher to carry tefillin on Shabbos. Mitzad Hilchos Mukta. He says, "Umiu yirali de'letzorach gufo letzorach makomo mutter." However, the Beis Yosef disagrees slightly. He says, if the tefillin are letzorach makomo, obviously, let's say the tefillin are on my Shabbos table, or letzorach gufo, I want to use my tefillin for whatever mutter purpose I want to use them for, then it's going to be mutter to move them. Why? It can't be any worse, right? The worst that tefillin could possibly be is a klisha malach to liyaser, and we know, as we just pointed out a second ago, we paskin that a klisha malach to liyaser is mutter to move l'tzorach gufa l'tzorach makoma. V'harav ha'ralbachzel hetek lashon ha'sefer ha'niskar v'chosav alav demargala b'fumayhu de'inche she'tfillin osur l'taltalam uktsasam omrim she muktzamach mas mitzvah. So some people want a taina that tefillin are much worse than this. That tefillin are what we call mukta machmas mitzvah. Anyone want to tell me what that means? What does it mean that something is mukta machmas mitzvah? It's being used in the context of a mitzvah, therefore it's mukta. Why would something be mukta because it's used in the context of a mitzvah? So this gets back to what the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos talked about a couple weeks ago in Daf Yomi. When something is a specialty item, when it's like, for example, a shechita knife, a moel's knife, those are things that people typically don't want you to use for other purposes. They're specialty items. So there's this category, so that's like mukta machmas cheser and kis. When something is expensive or it's a unique item, so it's mukta because of that. So mukta machmas mitzvah is, kind of along the same lines. So the Beis Yosef disagrees with this. He says, "Uvei nira shehu shibush gomer." He says, "This is a complete mistake." Shahamechaber atzmolo hiskir. He says, first of all, it doesn't say this anywhere in the Torah. He says, "Adaraba hiskir hamitzvah lesibas hayoser hatiltul." He says, according to the Torah, he says the fact that tefillin is something that's mitzvah oriented is actually more of a reason that I should be allowed to carry tefillin on Shabbos. And he says, "Gam harush petshuva hiskir kol dinei hamukta veherich b'em velo hiskir dover mizeh." He says the Rush gives you a whole long, a whole long tshuva regarding Hilchos Mukta, and he doesn't mention this point once about carrying tefillin on Shabbos. He says, "Ubevade nira milashono she'ein betfillin din mukta klal." There is no halacha of mukta when it comes to tefillin at all. So he says, "How do we know that?" The imkain lo hava shasik mina, because if there was, some of the Rishonim should have said something about it, right? The Rush should have said something about Hilchos Mukta for tefillin. V'hatosos kasu b'so perakam adiantiv shem yirtze adam lahaniach tefillin b'Shabbos ein ifser b'davar klal. Like we've already been mentioning, if you want to wear tefillin on Shabbos, says Tosfos Maseches Beitza, there is nothing wrong with that. It's not usher. Ki masha amru yatzu Shabbosos yom tovim shem atmaos haynu she'ain tzorech lahaniach b'am tefillin avlam hinicham ein ifser b'davar. As we've already pointed out time and time again, it is not usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. It is simply, in other words, it's simply a reshus, because since Shabbos and Yontif are an os, therefore you are not mechuyev to wear it. Again, there are some achronim who point out that maybe it's a bizayon to wear it on Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, that's all true, but it's definitely not going to be usher specifically to wear it on Shabbos Yom Tov. Just by the way, just parenthetically, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos, who says that the reason why tefillin are not muktzah is because they have the status of Kisvei HaKodesh, also from Daf Yomi a month ago or so, where in the 16th parak of Shabbos, the Gemara talks about the dinim of salvaging Kisvei HaKodesh from a fire on Shabbos. So he says tefillin are basically the same basic idea as Kisvei HaKodesh. Therefore, there is nothing wrong with moving them. They're not muktzah b'chlal. By the way, just parenthetically, anyone know why did Chazal institute a gzera of muktzah in the first place? Why do we even have a gzera called muktzah? Anyone know? What? What? Machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. What's the machlokes?
It leads to malacha.
Okay, maybe.
There
you go. So the Rambam says shelo yehi til tulcha b'Shabbes ketulcha b'chol. What? Okay, good, very good. And then what does the Ravid hold? The Ravid holds that really muktzah should have applied to everything, but it's a gzeira she'ein rov hatzibur yichol lamud ba. Right? People could not have withstood a gzeira to not move or carry anything on Shabbos. It's too crazy. So that's why we kind of chiseled away at some of the details of that gzeira. I'll end off with one more halakha point and then one, I don't know, hashkafa. I'm not really into hashkafa muster so much, but whatever. I'll try. So there is of course a very famous machlokas about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. I'm sure you all know about this, or even if you. Everyone in this room does one or the other, and I'm sure you know about the famous Zohar. The Zohar says that you're chayiv misa if you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Rambam says you have to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Right? Everyone has their shittos about this. And again, the very pashut pshat, without getting into because this is also a whole sugya by itself, but the very, very simple pshat of whether or not you should be wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed is seemingly really two issues. First of all, is Chol HaMoed considered like an os? Is it similar? Again, this kind of relates to the point about Rosh Chodesh we made before, right? If Rosh Chodesh is a quasi os, then I would think Kal V'chomer that Chol HaMoed is also an os. And the other issue is whether the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is De'oraisa or De'rabanan. That's a big machlokes in the Balei HaTos. Also whether Isser Malacha is De'oraisa or De'rabanan. I'll end off with one last point, Mitzad Hashkafa, Mitzad Machshava, whatever you want to call it, which I think is actually very, very, very relevant to the time that we're in now. The bracha that we've been talking about for the last, half hour, whatever it is, the Shamarta Sachuka, right? The bracha of Lishmor Chukav, right? So we know, every one of us in this room, myself excluded, should have been in Eretz Yisrael this summer, should have been learning in Eretz Yisrael this summer, something that I, Baruch Hashem, had the privilege of doing for 9 years on NCSY Kollel, and something that hopefully all of you will get to do many, 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 many years, whether in Kollel or wherever, but somewhere, because, we need people learning in Eretz Yisrael and everywhere, obviously. So first of all, I just want to say that it's a big chizuk to see anyone show up here, because I know it's like a humongous letdown to not be in Eretz Yisrael for the summer. I totally get that. I totally understand that. My first summer not going on Kollel, even though there was no coronavirus, it kind of felt like that because whatever. It was hard. It was really hard. But Baruch Hashem, I got married, so it was good, but it was still really hard. I should probably cut that out of the recording. Anyway. So the point I wanted to make is that this bracha of Lishmor Chukav is, if you think about it, is really asking the Kaddish Baruch Hu to protect us because we're doing the mitzvos, right? Lishmor Chukav. So we are the ones who are guarding his mitzvos, and as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us. By the way, what are the two pshatim? Just remind me from the beginning. What are the two? What's the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glue about how to teach the pasuk? Shamarta Sakuka? Either Karim Pesach or Tillin. Okay, so Tillin we've spoken a lot about. From today's daf, from Daf Mem Tesem Masech Shabbos, Elisha Baal Kanafayim, everyone knows the story? Elisha Baal Kanafayim, right? Tefillin are meginos. Tefillin protect us. As we know, the Gemara says tefillin are one of the mitzvos that we were moser nefesh for. Therefore, tefillin protect us in a sense. And of course, the pasuk says in Parshas Bo regarding Karim Pesach, Leil Shimurim, right? We know Pesach is a night of protection. So I think it's just an important muster to think about that despite the situation that we're in, again, obviously, we live right now in a world of suffix where we have no idea what's coming next. No one really knows what's going to happen. No one, everyone's guessing, everyone's doing whatever. But the bottom line, the only thing that we know is that you can keep on learning. So all you got to do is keep learning, and then eventually, hopefully, something will change, and then you'll be able to go back and learn Eretz Yisrael for many, many, many years. Okay, shkoyach.